Again, welcome. I'm going to welcome here to McCook High School, new girls wrestling coach. You have had some great years at Omaha Westside High School in a couple of different sports. You know, judging by and just listening, actually going by what Mr. Nichols had in his press release, lacrosse, wrestling, football. You've dabbled in a couple of different sports, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done a lot of different stuff over the years. I mean, I've coached baseball, I've coached track, I've done, you know, youth soccer, I've done Special Olympics stuff. All sorts of different sports across the board, just whatever I can do to help out kids.
Lacrosse, I mean, it's a sport we don't see a lot here in western Nebraska. It's more in the eastern part of the state, but I'm sure you have a joy coaching that as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, we at Westside, we had a program there, and about 2019 had a bunch of kids surround me at football practice, just saying that, you know, they needed a change. They wanted some different coaching, you know, a big change of culture, and so we did that, and now they're doing very well, being consistent, have a consistent probably about 40 to 60 kids a year, which it comes out for lacrosse, which is pretty big for being in Nebraska. And you know, we win, and that's really all you're trying to do, but ultimately just trying to give kids a bunch of different opportunities besides, you know, just the normal baseball, volleyball, softball, football, etc. So.
And, of course, in football and also wrestling, a couple of sports, you know, following Class A, boy, a ton of success the last couple of years in both the sports.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Westside has a high standard of just trying to, you know, make the best kids out there and give them the best chance to be successful and making sure that, you know, we're just trying to win championships. I mean, that's kind of why you play sports. So you just want to try and win. But ultimately, you know, a lot of great kids have came out of Westside, you know, athletically, academically, and just, you know, well-rounded kids. So I appreciate, you know, and I'm very grateful for my time there.
Talk about your family. Going to bring some of your family out with you here once again to McCook.
Yes, sir. So I got my wife, Paula. You know, her mom's going to be coming out there with us, mother-in-law, Lisa. And then my son, Leo, he's turning 2 here in a couple weeks. So bringing all of them out there, and we're going to, you know, see what McCook has to offer.
You bet. And just getting the family started and going from the eastern part of Nebraska. Have you been out here in McCook? I take it any time over the years.
Yeah. Besides visiting there, we have some friends that live out by Trenton area. Mm-hmm. And so right outside of McCook, and, you know, through my travels from coaching, been out to Kearney, McCook, and all around there, Scotts Bluff, et cetera. So we've been out there a bunch of different times.
I'm sure looked into the girls wrestling program, Coach Osick, you know, stepping down at the end of the season, feel like, that's a program year by year, kind of like with all girls wrestling year by year, getting better, more numbers year by year, which has been terrific.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, I'm not really trying to replace him by any means. You know, he's had a high standard, and the success they've had at McCook for, you know, the numbers that you guys have out there. And so my job when I'm walking in is I just want to keep trying to grow the sport, want to make sure that we're, you know, hitting the ground running and just make sure, you know, see what we can do as far as competing.
Besides girls wrestling, any other coaching opportunities they've told you about?
Yeah, so I'm going to be assisting with football at the high school there in some capacity. So they want me to assist with freshmen and sophomores going through that program and help out somewhere on the varsity staff. So I'm just going to be doing a bunch of different stuff when I'm there, and then obviously working out in the weight room and making sure we're trying to get all of our athletes stronger. So that's going to be main priority once we get there.
Feel like that's a place you like to be, the weight room, and that's, you want more kids to get involved, and it's something that kids, if they want to be good, you got to hit that weight room, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, the weight room is, you know, it's injury prevention. Obviously, it's a confidence booster for all kids. And, you know, it obviously will show up on the mat or on the field or on the court. So we really want to make sure that those kids put weightlifting and everything first and foremost, and making sure that it'll help them be better athletes.
Have you found a house? Have you found a place to live yet, Coach?
Not quite. We're eyeballing a few. I'm talking to a realtor actually after this phone call. So, you know, we have some things in the mix. We're going to be putting our house here. I live out in Papillion and out here in Omaha around that area. And so we're going to be putting our house on the market here in a few weeks, and then we'll see kind of how fast that sells, and, you know, we'll go from there. And I'm hoping to be out there by mid-July, I'm hoping. So in that way I can, you know, go and meet all the staff and start meeting the kids and get in the community as much as I can.
Any teaching responsibilities besides the coaching?
Yes, sir. So, you know, with the strength training, we're going to be, I'm going to be teaching that. So weight training for freshman through senior. And then I'll also be doing some world history as well. I got a little bit of a background in that with when I went to college. It kind of steps me out of my PE health realm a little bit, but I love history and I love, you know, how history is. So it's going to be great. I'm very excited for that.
Well, we welcome you. I can't wait to get a chance to meet you and hopefully your family and get a chance to get him a cook. And that those summer months, coaches, you all know, are important for kids to get in the weight room, get after it, to get ready for the upcoming season, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, conditioning and making sure that you're ready to go, because I know that McCook's Class B, they play at a high level. There's a lot of great football teams and a lot of great wrestlers and a lot of great pretty much just sports all the way around throughout Class B. So we just want to make sure that they're ready to go, and we just hit the ground running trying to be as successful as possible. You know, I'm looking forward to meeting you as well and meeting the community, and I'm just very thankful that, you know, McCook's given me the opportunity to really make a difference, make a huge impact immediately, and so I'm very excited for that opportunity and that challenge. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to getting out there. It's a very exciting time, big opportunity.